Backseat Producers, episode 196, Jennifer's Body. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
This is Tony.
And this is David.
And this is Melina.
Sorry.
We are the Backseat Producers.
So used to going last.
So next week is going to be a special episode. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about...
The World According to Garp.
The World According to Garp. Launching
Tony,
into our...
fruit fly action going on here.
I don't know what the hell.
They're driving me nuts.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Irish flies.
They're attracted to the Guinness.
What? There's no bar here.
It's McFly.
Come on. Come on. It's Irish flies.
McFly,
there's no bar.
Irish
bar flies.
Nice. Yeah, your material. You're done. You blew it, man.
Yeah, that's the 14th minute right there.
Well, I would like to point out to everyone that I showed up on time, and I was ready to go when I got here.
I showed up 15 minutes.
Except for eating.
You still weren't ready
to
go, though.
You could not have been ready to go with that slurping on that salad you were doing.
First off... No one here thinks that was a salad.
Sound effect. Clip that.
Whatever the hell that was.
That was what drew these flies to the yard.
Mm. Yeah, whatever that shit was you were eating.
Like, Qdoba brings all the flies to the yard.
So, what the hell?
I got it.
Good. After that, it was either that or a seizure, one of the two.
I slapped it into Deuce's beer. I don't think that's actually true.
Oh, well, it's just more.
It's totally true.
It's just more balance of the carbs.
It's not like you notice chewy. I mean, they're chewy. It's chewy anyway.
No,
so.
The beauty of this is no matter what's in it, you can't see through the glass.
That's true.
Mm. I don't like that. There could be a finger in there.
There could be. There's only one way to find out.
There could be a penis in there.
There could be a turd in there, too.
But you're over there.
It's like the glory hole of beers. You don't know what's on the other side.
That's a good point.
There could be anything over there. Does that add to the mystique? The thrill?
A little bit.
The oeuvre?
A little bit.
All right, I'm done here.
So.
Good talk. See you boys next week.
We're still trying to fund Sausage Fest. So, give.
Please donate.
For every $100 you do not give, I will drop my pants on the video feed.
Okay.
So if you do not want to see my bare ass on the video feed,
please
you
lots
probably
of
better donate and donate quickly.
We'll start that throughout the
Otherwise,
month of
we'll
September.
Have to lower our standards.
I will do half an episode standing, bent over on this chair, flashing my ass to that camera.
Woohoo.
You probably got to mic you.
I know, I will be standing up, but the like face down.
Well, if
the
you
table.
Can pull that off physically.
No, I got don't. I worked it
right
out.
Out of the back.
We just mount the camera on his chair.
Guys, I took honors high school physics. I'm pretty much an expert at contortion and gravity. So.
Catch more flies with honey than with Adam's ass.
I don't know about that.
I don't think that's true.
All right. So this week we're talking about Jennifer's Body.
This movie was bullshit.
And what a body.
What?
All right.
True.
So, high-level reviews. We'll let you start.
Hold on. Don't let her start first.
No, let's let it.
Let me ask a single question of the table.
All right.
And I want to hear a yes or no from everyone at the table.
Single camera only, if that's what you're asking for your deal next week. Or 2 weeks from now.
I thought you were propositioning me for a home porno. So, did you, yes or no, did you or did you not 100% expect Megan Fox to get naked in this movie?
Yes.
Yes.
No, because you told me she didn't.
No,
last
I did not.
Last week.
Stunt boobs. I expected stunt boobs, so yes and no.
Olivia Wilde used stunt boobs in The Changeup.
Well, that's not the movie we're talking about.
No, it's not. What did you think of Jennifer's body? High level review, don't filibuster.
The body or the movie?
I don't know who Jennifer is. Go ahead.
Obviously, we all know I liked this because I.
You're the worst high-level reviewer.
The only one,
heard.
Like...
Tell the 200 people who didn't know that you
this,
already liked it.
Well, the reason we're reviewing this movie tonight is because I liked it, and I got three people to see this movie. He probably would have not seen it otherwise.
Four.
True.
Four, I guess. I liked it because... From
this
the
is not high-level.
What? No, what's high-level? What do you want?
Yes or no.
Oh, that's it? I liked this
Mostly.
Movie.
Okay.
I'm done.
Daryl.
I liked it. It screwed up and everything else, but I liked it nonetheless. It's a movie that doesn't seem to fit any genre really well. Not what I expected.
I didn't like it, but I thought it's because I don't understand the genre. So I thought it was a genre film, and I was just like, wow, this isn't my bag at all. But I got through it, and I'm sure it's well made. I just didn't like it because I don't like horror movies or occult movies very much.
Well, I thought this movie was confusing because I didn't even know who Jennifer was throughout most of the movie. Like, they set up that mystery in the beginning and then never solve it. It's like the Twin Peaks of movies.
I don't think you watched this movie.
This movie was funny. This movie was funny because the way Jennifer talks is the way I want everyone to talk.
Another thing...
Whoa,
understand.
You already went.
I know, but...
Tony...
Can I have my turn first?
Yeah, sure, but for open question, go. Just...
All right.
You're off the island.
I have a
You're
question.
Walt.
I have a question for the table now before I give my...
Oh, Tony, no one gets to do that.
I had a question for the table.
All right. Has anybody else here seen Heathers?
No.
Yes, sounds but like I was like 10, and okay. I don't really remember it.
This movie was... It gave me the same vibe as Heathers. It's a different movie, different genre. It's different, but just the... just
everything's
the vibe.
Different, but it's kind of the same.
But it kind of had the same vibe. It's just, it mostly because of... Heathers was made in the 90s with 90s sensibilities.
No.
And this was made in 2009.
Slater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christian Slater, Winona Ryder.
Christian
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slater.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder.
Wait, hot young Winona Ryder? Like
yes.
Yeah.
Dracula
mm-hmm.
Winona Ryder?
Younger.
Hold on. Legal Winona Ryder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get into a Chloe Mertz situation like we had two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, wait, what's your high level review then? What's Anthony's question?
I liked it, and it gave me kind of a Heathers vibe, like a neo Heathers vibe.
I thought it was going to hear gave me an erection.
If I would have seen Megan Fox's boobs, maybe.
No,
I was blocked by that.
All right, what's your question, Anthony?
Why is it a comedy? There were
what?
Parts that were funny.
It's a dark comedy.
Mm-hmm. There were jokes that were funny lines, but it wasn't to me a comedy.
The entire premise of the movie is funny.
Yeah.
There's an indie band that's trying to make it, and so...
By sacrificing the virgin.
By making a deal with the devil,
well,
yes.
Jennifer talks, they make fun of the stupidity of the dialogue in horror films by making her dialogue just over-the-top ridiculous.
Okay.
They make fun of horror films in general by, I think, the most obvious... There's a lot of subtle examples, but the most obvious is the teacher with a hook hand.
Mm-hmm, right. J.K. Simmons!
They don't even address it.
I've been through some really dark times. I know, because I've been through some really dark times. That is the closest they come to mentioning it.
That
and he hands out papers with the hook.
There's nothing in his other hand.
But I just thought it was absurd, which goes back to why I guess I didn't understand the movie.
It's a parody.
It's a parody.
Horrors. So I didn't understand.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of the tropes were just totally wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that, now that you say it, I get that. You know, there is the story about the guy with the hook and all that stuff. But I just thought it was absurd because he's sitting there telling this like very sad thing about these students, and then he points out his hook, and I just was like, that's hilarious. But I guess I didn't even know why. I just thought it was ridiculous.
Well, that's how the comedy is subtle and absurd, and I think that's what
it's not very subtle.
No,
well,
it's not subtle at all.
It is not subtle comedy.
Really good. Like when the guy's dying in the field and he's like,
Just let it all out, buddy.
See, that stuff was funny. But I didn't think of it as like a comedy. It felt to me like a very dark
comedy.
Comedy.
I guess it was a comedy.
It's a dark comedy. It's a dark comedy parody.
Well, let's look at this.
Times.
What?
I laughed at that, the guy in the field thing, the hook hand, and one other thing that...
Was it when she got stabbed?
She asked for a tampon.
You have a tampon? No.
No,
I thought you might be plugging.
No, the thing I laughed at is when she fly. He goes, did she fly too? And the other girl...
Oh, get over it.
It's not flying. It's just hovering. It's no big deal. And the Megan Fox is like, why do you always have to, like, rain on everything I do?
God, Needy, do you have to... Oh, fuck. What was it? Do you have to denigrate everything I do?
That was funny, too. So those were just lines. Like, I didn't get the vibe that the whole thing was a comedy. I just thought there was, like, funny... Oh, and Adam Brody. He's funny.
Yeah.
Because he's Adam Brody. He's ridiculous and everything, so... Yeah.
Who's Adam Brody?
He was the lead singer in that band.
In the Flo Shoulder.
Yeah, he's like the big overactive.
He's the lead. He's the lead.
So that was funny.
We think it's important to come out and, you know, play in the shitty parts as well. What? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. But was the vibe like those lines? I guess the whole thing's funny.
There's a lot of lines like that parts. That just are
and
hilarious.
That was kind of where my comparison to Heathers comes in, because it has this really hip lingo to it, and the way they talk is very ridiculous, to the point where nobody talks like that regularly.
Yeah.
Not to the with the frequency at which they
not
talk.
Not high school evil, like real evil.
Yeah.
No, Chip, it was evil. That's good.
Is Scream like the same vibe as
No.
Scream is more direct.
I thought Scream
comedy.
Was supposed to be a parody.
No, Scary Movie is a parody of Scream.
Yeah.
Scream is a commentary on horror movies, since that's the mechanic the killer uses to kill people.
Okay.
It's really stupid.
Well, yeah, I didn't get those movies either.
Scream? The first Scream was great.
No, the first Scream
was okay.
Well, as
you're wrong.
This, has our perception of horror changed so much that you really have to just go over the top anymore?
Where
or do you come into that in sideways to before we even think about getting it anymore?
Is this a sexual thing? Because you're talking about taking it sideways in different directions. No, but here's the thing. I've never been impressed with the horror genre because it's not scary, it's startling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
Well, it goes
with
the cheap startle, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the guy jumps out of the closet, everybody, the girl reaches for the doorknob.
Which
and
they
know
also
the,
make fun of in
right,
Jennifer's body
yeah,
when she sticks her head into the closet.
And then you close it, and there's nothing behind it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we've all seen that scene so many times.
Right. Yeah.
So, yes, I agree with you. Like, the scariest things I see in movies are they never have to do with startling. Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah,
sort of. We talked about personal
horror versus shock horror.
Yeah, personal
Silent
horror
Hill
versus
is psychological horror.
Yeah, like The Mist. The Mist is a fantastic horror movie when you watch it in black and white, because it's harder to kind of justify what you're seeing when you're like, that's creepy. Like, the black and white adds a creepy factor to it that just makes everything that happens that's mundane seem really sinister. And, like,
so,
you feel like the movie is out to get you.
So, our newcomer to the chat room, Henry Hankovich, slasher films aren't really horror. Like, how space opera isn't really sci-fi. Same trappings, totally different method. And I can kind of agree with that. I think the actual genre of horror is horrible because there really isn't a good definition of horror.
Well, it changes.
I know what you're gonna ask.
The definition
Shut
of
up.
Horror keeps changing.
Because I used horror and horrible together to
no,
define it.
No,
anyway, no. But I think thriller is different. It's, you know, to have the thriller and suspense genre is completely different than the slasher film. And I think too often horror gets tossed around to
describe.
So
here's my question about that. How do you feel about the funk of 50,000 Years?
That goes back to classic horror.
No, that goes back to thriller.
But it's classic horror.
No, that wasn't classic horror at all.
Is Alien a horror? That was my
yes.
question.
Yes. Alien and Terminator are horror movies.
Yeah, and both
Aliens and Terminator 2 are sci-fi movies.
Yep.
Action, well,
sci-fi
yeah,
action movies.
So Alien, which is a horror movie, I loved it.
Alien has all the tropes of a horror movie also.
So I enjoyed that horror
movie. I don't think I necessarily agree with Mr. Hankovich, because in slasher movies, there are usually a group of people, some of which you don't care about, like the trampy blonde having sex in the beginning that you kind of want to die, but then there's always the person that...
We don't want her to die. We want to see her take a shower later, and she can die after that.
I want to know her backstory.
But there's the person or the trampy brunette that you want to live to the very end, and you want to defeat the you know, camp killer.
Because clearly that trampy blonde was raped in her past.
Jesus, Tony, why is it always...
Get serious. We're here to talk about Jennifer's body.
Yeah, Tony, get serious.
Sucker punch rape.
Rape month. Yeah. It's rape month.
Let me point out a couple things about this movie that you may not know. One, the screenplay for this movie was written by a lady named Diablo Cody.
Who's a stripper.
Is she really a stripper?
She was.
That's hot, man. Stripper that can write.
So what did you read about when you read up on Diablo Cody, Adam?
I read several things today, mostly on the Wikipedia article for this for this movie. One, she did not intend to write a movie that was funny. That was not her
unintentionally brilliant.
Then she can't write.
But like, she wrote things and then they would film them and she's like, man, that's too funny to be horror. And then she's like, well, we'll just leave it in.
Who writes, all right, guys, this is going to be gnarly without intending that to be funny?
Well, that seems like a
anybody from
line.
19 anybody who was in high school in 1988.
Or like when
which
she,
is probably which is probably Diablo Cody.
And when she hasn't fed, she's like all pale and ugly. I mean, ugly for Jennifer.
Yeah. See,
I guess apparently to a stripper that's not funny.
Yeah. It would not surprise me to find out Diablo Cody was a really big fan of Heathers, because this movie just, it Great smacks of it. It yes. really does.
All right, so what other trivia you got, Adam?
She wrote this piece as a... Actually, this is a good question. This movie has a strong theme of female empowerment. Mm. Do you think that is apparent in both of the characters who are the leads?
Not really.
No.
Why?
Well, the Jennifer character is dominating and vicious. Her sidekick, she's terribly, as her name implies, needy, whiny.
I disagree. I think
the opposite, because I think Jennifer has extremely low self-esteem, and that fuels everything she does in the
movie.
Well,
she throws herself at him.
And Needy ends up being the one who doesn't need her mama bear to be there when she's crying for help, because she's the
one. This is fantastic, and the fact that both of you have answered this question without referencing a single man in the movie only proves the point that this is a female empowerment movie, because there is not a single female character.
The female characters are the main characters.
There is not a single female character in this movie who is an accoutrement to a man, which is 95% of female characters in all the films.
Does that mean that
it
has to be an empowerment movie by default? Just because they're independent?
I think everybody's tied to the hook hand professor.
J.K. Simmons. Or Cave Johnson.
Apparently Diablo
Cave Johnson,
wrote
yeah.
Juno. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Nice.
Interesting.
Also, female empowerment. Strong female lead, not tied to a male character. You can argue Michael Cera, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Have you guys reviewed that? Have you done that?
No.
Yeah.
Juno? She has a relationship with a male character, but she is not an accoutrement to the male character. Male character doesn't bring her, and then everything she does is based on what, like a reaction to him.
Jennifer Garner's character is, though.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
But I didn't say she wasn't.
Of course,
the movie's not called Jennifer Garner.
Needy's revenge is fueled by her
Ben Affleck's wife
is
what it's called.
Murdered.
I don't think that Needy is the needy character.
No.
I don't think she is.
I think she puts up with Jennifer because she's silly.
Well, I think she starts out that way. At least I thought.
Not so much because she's silly, because she just has a crush on her.
She has a crush on her, yeah.
I don't think she has a crush on
Jennifer. Yes, she does.
Oh, there's no way.
I mean, yeah.
Are you guys going to cite the lesbian scene? Because I hope
no,
not.
She just has a crush on her.
She figures out her identity through the Jennifer demon fiasco. Because when Jennifer attacks the man that she really finds out she loves, then she goes
You were never really a good friend. That's what she realizes.
I think she knew all along. She just put up with it.
Well, maybe, but she was deceiving herself because coming from being a teenage girl once, like the sandbox.
Well, when
thing,
I was a teenage girl.
Oh yeah, Adam. No, I don't think she had a.
Which is now.
I don't think she had a crush.
That's
crush
true.
On her.
That's why me and Chloe Mertz can be together.
Oh, need to take this seriously. This movie is.
Let's
like
just say she looks. She looks.
Have you never listened to the show?
She measures herself in terms of.
Are you
go
we are.
And say
this
is your favorite
movie
of all
time.
Is this
one and a half Watchmen? 75% of a Watchmen.
Like, this is the more I watch it, the more I appreciate. Like when she's in the asylum and she's in solitary confinement, the music and at the very beginning of the movie, the music that comes on is the Muzak version of Through the Trees that comes on and plays into her song.
What do you think that says about society?
What?
Is it that when people are in mental
She's
institutions...
trying to take it seriously? You just told them to!
We mute messages we're trying to send to them and it gets distorted and that we're really not trying to help them, especially when we criminalize them? Do you think that's a fair assessment?
The Tyrannosaurus is talking to you right now about this. Take it seriously.
And everybody just wishes they had video. One of my favorite parts
I just want to see my tail.
About this movie is...
You didn't answer my question.
What is your question? No, I don't care about
that. I'm not repeating it.
One of my favorite parts about this movie is how Needy unintentionally causes every bad thing that happens in the movie. If she would not have overheard the conversation at Melody Lane while she was at the pinball machine and then go up to Adam Brody's character and say, yeah, she's a virgin and that beats sleeping with guys like you,
see,
they would not have pursued Jennifer.
I disagree with you on this because...
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Because if Low Shoulder had not decided to play that venue, the whole movie wouldn't have happened.
No. Same thing happens again with Cullen's character. Jennifer has
Who
no interest...
Who is Cullen?
The goth boy. Jennifer has no interest in Cullen
that tasty
until
morsel.
Needy is like, I think he's cool. He's a good writer. And then Jennifer's like, you do? Oh, Cullen, wait. He would not have died.
It's not that Needy caused it all. It's that Jennifer's desire to have whatever Needy had caused
it. But she unintentionally began everything by interfering at Melody Lane.
I don't know about
that. No, she was standing up for
I think
that
that is
that
a
point.
Poor understanding of cause and effect.
No, it's brilliant. I've watched this movie 18 times.
Whoa, it was 50 a few minutes ago.
I don't know how many
I'm
ones.
A
it's been too many.
Now.
It's been too many, but.
It's been too many.
Jennifer,
I think that's the clear statement that we need to focus on.
But you'll watch it again tomorrow.
Jennifer also makes the same mistake of like telling them that she's a virgin in the van because she did not understand that that's what they
well,
wanted.
Well, then it's all Jennifer's fault.
No, it's a combination. But
so
it
then
started
it's not all Needy's
with
fault.
Needy lying about her being a virgin.
This sounds terrible.
Oh my god, think about it.
One of the other themes
the thing is, she didn't know that she wasn't.
Needy?
Yeah
she knew that she wasn't.
After Jennifer told her that she wasn't.
No.
They're best friends.
No, Needy
she
knew. Needy knows how big a slut her best friend
is. Yeah.
I've got the police in my back pocket. I'm banging
whoa, whoa,
a cadet.
Whoa, Hankovich. My dialogue was extremely clever when I was a teenager. Melina was around. She'll tell you. I was hilarious.
What's the assertion?
Went to his high school.
Diablo Cody.
Dialogue was
Diablo Cody wrote Juno 2. Same too clever to be real teenagers dialogue.
I didn't like the dialogue in Juno. I know everybody else did. But
I don't like Ellen Page.
I don't like Ellen Page either.
That's an additional statement that
she can't act.
I think it qualifies because it's the same dialogue that was in this movie.
No.
Speaking of.
No, wait, stop.
Huh?
Not the same dialogue that was in this movie.
She was not bad in Inception.
She was okay in that. The movie was good despite her.
That's fair. Because she was kind of a mouth breather through a good portion
Hankovich,
of that movie, too.
I was incredibly good-looking, incredibly clever when I was a teenager. That is how I remember it.
I want to know who Henry Hankovich is. Henry Hankovich, how did you hear about this show? Are you, like, someone we know with just, you know, playing up that name? Or, like...
It's your boss.
Are you here because you're a fan of Jennifer's Body? I'm just super curious.
Like, he's the biggest Jennifer's Body fan in the world. Yeah. And, like, he's got his thumb on the pulse of the Jennifer's Body community.
He just caught on to when we mentioned Jennifer's Body on Twitter.
That's awesome.
Through the tweet.
That's awesome.
Like, his phone went off, but, like, he doesn't follow anyone here.
So, speaking of Ellen Page and bad acting, what did you think of the acting in the movie?
I thought both Amanda Seyfried and Megan Fox were fantastic.
Tony, what's the word when it's like that actor's one awesome, like, pinnacle?
Seminal.
No, but there's like another, like, it's not tour de force, but it's like
apex.
A three. Yes, this means the apex of Megan Fox's career. And I mean that because everything else she does is terrible. And this movie was really
that
good.
That is a fair statement over there. And for the record, Megan Fox is not attractive.
You are wrong about that.
You need your glasses changed.
Yeah.
No, I just don't have anything to prove.
Welcome to the show,
gentlemen.
Yankovic.
Just
glad you abandoned the podcast for us.
get your beard on.
I thought it was campy, but I thought it was supposed to be that way. So
yeah.
They did what they did. So it was cool.
Oh, I see. When the campiness happens in this movie, it's fine. What happens in Sucker Punch is because I'm an idiot. I see how this is.
I think
Sucker Punch took itself seriously.
Megan Fox delivered those
Sucker Punch took itself far more seriously than this movie did.
Megan Fox delivered her lines perfectly, and I don't know if that's because she's a good actress, or I don't know if that's just because she's so stupid she's the perfect person to deliver these lines that weren't meant to be funny, but it just all came together
brilliantly. What that is good directing and good casting.
See The Matrix.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Daryl, what did you think of the acting?
I thought it was serviceable. I mean,
sexually.
Compared to, okay, Megan Fox in Transformers, she's cardboard.
She's an accoutrement.
Yes.
And this movie, she does a serviceable job. I mean, she reads her lines, she does her job, she's good at fairly decent actress.
She shows up for cleavage.
Yeah, and that's all this movie, you gotta remember, actors only work with the lines that they're given. And how they interpret them. If the lines are given are crappy and the director is doing his job, it makes him look like an idiot.
The director
is
a former stripper.
Yeah. No,
did
Diablo
Cody direct? I don't think she directed.
No,
she just
wrote. She
wrote
and produced.
And produced,
wrote
and that's
produced,
right.
Which means that she wrote.
She did a serviceable job. I mean, unintentionally, this thing comes out as funny.
Way.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was their intention.
Well, apparently not, but
It just came out that way. But, you know, that's what makes a good cult film, is it's unintentionally good or bad.
There was some speculation that they were going for cult film status right out of the game.
I don't think anybody aims for cult status.
They
named
the damn movie Jennifer's Body. I mean, that is kind of aiming for cult status with just with that.
I think it's a fairly comprehensive
ticket sales.
The preview, and the previews made it look like straight horror. Like I remember when the previews came out, they were played prior to movies that were like the previews did not give off any of the campy.
Well, this is always
a
fun thing about previews. I've seen previews where somebody re-edited the Ten Commandments to come out like a teenage comedy.
What?
So it's on YouTube.
Oh,
it's actually it's great. It's called 10 Things I Hate About Commandments.
And it's the Charlton Heston version?
It's a Charlton Heston version.
It's the remake.
There is a remake.
Is there really?
Yes.
It's an animated one.
It's called Prince of Egypt.
That's it.
What?
We're not watching that.
No.
That's not a remake
Williams
of the Ten Commandments.
Yes, it is.
And not John.
Oh, my God. All right, so I do have one thing I want to talk about in this
John
movie.
John Williams is the man.
Hey, Tyrannosaur.
Sexualosaurus
Rex. Okay. All right.
Sexualosaurus.
Did anyone else go through the movie trying to figure out at least four times
why I was watching it?
What sort of not genre, but what sort of genre within horror they were watching? Like, what is Jennifer? So, I mean, did anyone start thinking, what do we got here? Do we have a zombie, or is it actually still Jennifer, or is it a full demon impersonating Jennifer?
No.
Does she have any Jennifer consciousness still there?
I didn't even ask any of those questions. I just was kind of like,
God, Anthony.
I was like, she's doing stuff. I don't understand it.
She's doing
Is
stuff.
She gonna get naked?
Am I gonna see her vagina? What's happening?
I thought it was okay. This was gonna be a straight up vampire flick, or at least
a
comedy.
So you start.
But that started out that way.
Okay.
Then boom, they throw that curveball at me. No, she's a demon.
Right.
Okay. That flies in the face of everything I've ever known about that in movies. Okay. Guess there's a gap in the movie world where women become demons.
Oh, you mean like if you accidentally sacrifice a nun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's
woman
not common.
Demon, Kramer versus Kramer.
Let me ask you a question.
She was a hardcore demon.
Would
Kramer versus Kramer.
Be interested in a sitcom where it's a 30-something single woman living in New York City trying to have it all, and she's a vampire.
I like
that girl with teeth.
But I like that last part.
Okay, you described that girl with teeth.
Like Caroline in the City.
That was 30 Rock. Deuce. Oh, Caroline. What's her face?
Megan Thompson.
Here it is.
Caroline. What if she was a vampire? Would that turn you on?
I've seen that movie.
Megan Thompson was a vampire?
Yeah, wasn't she the vampire in...
The problem with this podcast is Tony and I apparently don't have anything to argue about, so you guys are just going off on tangents.
Melina, this
I'm
is
not
my
arguing
material.
With you this time.
No, but that's good.
We are agreeing.
When we are, that makes for a bad podcast, though. The best
ones. It's actually they're actually really good when we're fighting.
Yeah, I know.
I like when you've never done podcasts before, but come in and tell us what makes good. And
no,
bad
because
stuff.
Like Watchmen was fantastic because me and Tony were
just
arguing
fought
the
whole
thing.
Time.
You just told us that one made it terrible.
Three times.
No. What?
I've listened to that episode three
really?
Times. Really? I love it. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Just because we fight the whole time.
Because
cool.
Yeah, we're
fantastic.
Actually talking about the movie.
And it's
the whole
a
time.
Movie worth talking about.
When
yeah, there, okay, here's the deal, though. There's nothing to discuss with this movie.
I tried to like start a discussion.
No, there's nothing to discuss.
Daryl tried to also
it's
take part in that.
It's too campy to have like,
a serious
Watchmen
discussion.
Is like,
there's
Watchmen
depth.
Is deep, yeah. And this movie
let's just talk about Watchmen.
Not.
All right, so there's complicated morality involved with Watchmen.
So why is this comparable to Watchmen in terms of the depth? Oh, well, let's
I
ask you.
Did never made that claim.
Oh, well then why is it worth talking about?
Are you insinuating that no movie is worth talking about unless it's comparable to Watchmen in depth? Because if that's what
not
you're
past
insinuating,
the amount of time we've talked about it, maybe it's worth talking about, but not for long.
Listen, the goal here is to provide an entertaining hour worth of a discussion loosely centered around a movie. And I have been filling time like a madman.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Because there's not much else to discuss with the movie. I've been doing this for a long time.
Apparently you read the Wikipedia. Is there anything else interesting on there?
Professor Pinilla thinks that... No,
Professor
Pinilla
so. Needs to remember how to modulate his loudness on the microphone.
Yeah,
dumbass. Dumbass. You're getting hot mic now.
You're a dick.
I'm getting excited because I got my lecture voice on, Tony. Now I need like a pointing
stick.
No,
we've been doing this for a half hour.
Yeah, it feels like longer.
There doesn't seem to be much more to like.
There's no discussion. There's nothing we disagree on.
That's what I was trying to say earlier.
I know.
Except
and I agree with you.
I didn't enjoy the movie, but I also think that that's because I don't really watch horror
movies. You're a lame-o.
I'm lame.
Are there any horror movies that you actually enjoy?
I enjoyed Alien.
Okay, well, that's
who
like
didn't
sci-fi
enjoy
horror.
Alien? No.
Well, yeah, it's a stretch.
Alien
yeah.
is horror.
The Sixth Sense isn't really a horror. I enjoyed that
no,
movie.
No, that's not a horror.
It's a
thriller.
No.
Yes. The problem is between the definition between thrillers and horrors anymore is so thin.
Bram Stoker's, I enjoyed that. That's
with,
not
with
really
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah,
I would consider that horror.
You would consider that
oh
horror?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I think it's more. Of
was
like
it because Gary Oldman was in it?
Drama.
I think it's more of a gothic.
I consider
Gary
most
awesome.
Films with vampires in them
Gary
horror,
Oldman.
Except
you consider most films with Gary Oldman.
Every Gary Oldman movie is a horror movie. Yes.
Dark Knight was horror.
Not Immortal Beloved.
Dark Knight was horror because at one point you're like,
that was a good movie.
Man, Gary Oldman's dead.
I will submit
but then he's
that
not.
I can be wrong, but Gary Oldman's never been in a bad movie. I will submit that.
Deuce speaks the truth, even though he's kind of a fool about most things.
So. I'm trying to think.
I don't even like the Harry Potter movies, but I'm going to sit here and
the ones he's in are good.
I've seen a lot of Gary Oldman movies. Sid and Nancy was hard to watch, but it was good.
I've heard that about you. That's the default go-to when someone says something you don't have a reply.
How
I've heard
do people
that about you.
Listen to this and enjoy it? I just don't understand.
Well, apparently,
five,
Henry,
six.
Henry's been
I think the rest
a couple
of
weeks and he enjoys it very much.
I think the rest of the people just still have it in their feed out of pity. They either that or they forgot.
Tony, this isn't a reflection on you. This is mostly criticizing
what?
Adam.
What I love about this show is we really do it for ourselves. We don't do it for anybody.
Yeah,
else.
Paranormal
I elevate
activity.
The quality of this show, and that is a fact.
I think Paranormal Activity is horror, different kind, but yeah.
My back itches.
Yeah, but I would never watch that movie.
No,
unless I was
it.
Forced to.
Me neither.
Because
and
I
you know what?
Really don't. I really don't enjoy
being startled.
No, it's not the occult. I actually don't mind the slasher stuff, the killers and the startling. That doesn't bother me. But the occult stuff bothers
me. What about like The Exorcist?
I've never seen it, and I really can't see
really?
It.
Really?
No.
That one you gotta see.
That's
I don't
that
mind
it.
Stuff like that, but
that,
it's always just
that's
so
one of the few
stupid.
Movies. Hmm?
I don't mind stuff like that, but it's just so like Paranormal Activity just looks stupid. Like the assumption going in is that they're going to freak you out because weird shit's happening. That doesn't sound like a pleasant experience to me. Now, if you told me a good story,
wow,
centered around
he knows the way of things. Henry Hankovich is a prophet of the internet.
Henry Hankovich is the smartest guy.
Listen, hey, listen
Henry,
to it at work and
send
get angry.
Me your email and I will send
Adam.
You a giant picture of my butt.
He will.
And then transaction complete.
He will. It'll happen.
Every time you get angry, you can look at my butt.
So the last thing he put on here is, I listen to it at work and get angry at how Adam is wrong about everything.
Well, there's no Adam here. It's only
it
you.
Fills me with righteous internet wrath.
Ooh. Internet wrath, the worst kind.
I believe the word you were looking for there was not righteous, but impotent.
Ooh, that's brutal.
The most impotent kind.
Oh my god.
Awesome.
My family's like that, though. They don't watch, they don't like go near anything that involves like occult stuff, like for religious reasons. But
yeah. It's just hard for me to watch. It messes with my mind.
It has nothing to do with religious
it's
reasons.
It's like the one
me.
Thing I can't
It does
watch.
For them.
I'm not talking about them. That's why I said for me.
One of the things I really did like about this movie is how nobody got freaked out by the fact that all... It's like people were upset that people were dying, but nobody was really freaked out about the conditions of the bodies that they were finding. And like... The occult section of the library, like it's just normal.
Yeah,
and that's and that was
movie,
great.
It's not really a, like the occult isn't like serious.
No.
So you're just watching it, and you're like,
So I looked this up in the occult section of the library, like what?
It's Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so a small exactly. town like that would actually happen in section.
So what I didn't understand was about 3/4 of the way through the movie, she's like, Needy's like, all right, Jennifer's a succubus, okay, so. All right, fine. If that's what we're going to go with, that's what we're going to go with. So she discovers this information by going to the occult section of the library. And so the next thing she does confuses me because she breaks up with her boyfriend. And I don't know why.
Jennifer's not actually a succubus, first of all, by the strictest definitions of the term.
And get out.
Second of all... She breaks up with her boyfriend because that's when she starts to realize that Jennifer is, like, Jennifer, she killed Cullen because Needy showed an interest in him.
Okay, what
that's
about the football
exactly
guy?
The football guy, Jennifer Demon, was just now learning to feed.
You
and
said Needy
was
the cause of everything.
I didn't say she was the cause of everything, but she caused everything initially in the bar. Football guy was standing alone in the field.
My, how the story
she was
has
the catalyst
changed.
That caused...
By the way, that
you're,
scene with the guy at the football
field... You're messing with your argument.
You're... Adam.
The guy with the football field was hilarious, by the way. Where she's walking up, where she's walking up to him, and then she comes
from
the
other
side.
They do that several times.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Roman is his name, by the way.
But yeah, I completely agree that she finally started to realize that everything that she liked Jennifer went after. So by breaking up with him, she thought she was protecting him.
That seems pretty weak to me. That seems like the same stupid plot device where people are like, I didn't tell you for your own protection.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
I know, and it's a stupid plot device. Because it creates conflict
when
there isn't any conflict.
You do that.
Girl,
it's not
do
a plot device. You do that to me in real life. You did that to me on Friday, Adam, like 3 days ago.
I don't remember this.
You told me 2 days later that you like thought you had a heart attack at work. So, and then you told me I didn't tell you for your
I thought
own
we were
good.
Not talking about that.
Oh, my God.
You talked about it on Twitter.
I most certainly did not.
I saw you say that. Something about... So I didn't have a heart attack on Friday.
See, you did post
you,
that.
You posted that on Twitter.
We did not
Chief.
Talk about my potential heart attack. I told everyone in the world I did not have a heart attack. I only said one thing
well,
about it,
what?
And it was that I did not
I
have a heart
not
attack.
I am not pregnant.
This might be something similar to this. Thank you for doing the laundry and making the bed. I made the bed. but I didn't do the laundry. But I'm not going to tell my wife for her own protection.
I am emailing her right now.
So who did the laundry?
I don't know.
That's a little scary.
I think it's the laundry I did yesterday.
The dog.
I found it today and thinks I did it today.
I just leave it.
And I just was like, I'm not going to tell her, though.
No.
For her protection.
This is the best time in your life. Because here's the deal. You're married, and you're not working. So the expectations are so low that really all you did today was make the bed, and you're set. Like, that's what you've
got. One thing a day.
Some sawhorses.
One thing a day.
Yeah.
You're right.
What you do is you do one load of laundry every, like, 4 days, and then...
Wait.
Then you do, like, all the laundry in one day. And then you just, like, you look like you're a miracle worker.
That's true.
Oh, you can't
come over and do our laundry.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I didn't even do today's laundry. And I still got
and your laundry will be
Wait,
done
do you guys do
when
laundry
you get home.
Every
you
day?
Can
awesome.
Thank him.
Huh?
Do you guys do laundry every day?
More or less.
Wow.
Whoa, there's two awesome of you. Days. That's weird.
That's no.
I do it once a
change
week.
I would say it's more compulsive than anything.
Oh, well, there's
more
that.
More Menos than Moss.
I probably wear like 3 shirts a day.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's not right.
Probably because I soak, I soak the first two in sweat, and then it's nighttime and I don't sweat anymore. So.
Or he spills whiskey on them. One of the two.
I don't know what we're talking yeah. about anymore, but I think we're beyond the realm of normal.
So did anybody else notice Megan Fox's screwed up thumbs in the movie?
Oh,
yeah, I'm very sensitive about it, you bitch.
She has similar thumbs to Adam. She has that condition where your thumbs...
It's not a condition. Like,
it is
10%
a condition.
10% of all guys have it.
And not very many women have it, but she does.
What's wrong with your thumbs?
Have you not seen this?
They're like, they bulge out at the end.
First off.
And the nail is very short.
Awesome, man. If you have a phoenix fist, you're going to be like,
yeah, you don't want this.
I know.
I think his thumbs are cute.
No one's interested. You come out here on my show and embarrass me.
I did not embarrass you. How did I embarrass you?
45-minute car ride home, and I'm not going to be happy.
David Rex?
No. I don't like that.
Why?
It's like King
Tyrannosaurus
David.
Tyrannosaurus David is what I want.
That's long. That's a long name. For a guy with such short arms.
All right, we're not going anywhere with this. Does anybody have any closing thoughts? Because I'm wrapping this up because my back itches.
Gosh. Who is this movie for?
Sluts.
Jeez. Brutal, aren't we?
I think that this movie is... I don't care what the rest of you think. I think this movie empowers women. And this is for women who want to be empowered. Who want to see a movie about main characters who are women who do things instead of suck.
And die.
I don't think all the female characters are empowered. I think Needy is. I don't think Jennifer is.
Oh, I do. She eats half the people in the town.
That doesn't make her empowered.
It just
that makes
her
possessed.
Possessed, empowered. Little woman, is there really a difference?
She's empowered, literally.
The demon is inside her throughout the movie.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah, that actually, that is an argument that she is the accoutrement to the demon.
It's a joke from Ghostbusters.
But is the demon male or
she
female?
She wasn't the accoutrement to begin with. She turned into that.
Yeah.
You can make the argument that Jennifer is the accoutrement to Needy.
Jennifer
that?
Was, before she was possessed, she was, I mean...
Daryl, what does accoutrement mean? Tell me quietly. Nobody else here.
Little Tony, it means
little Tony.
And that's where babies come from too.
Okay.
Accoutrements.
I don't think vaginas and accoutrements are the same thing.
You're just pronouncing it wrong.
Okay, so here's a different take on the movie.
What? Is it accoutrement?
It's accoutrement. It's a coot. Never mind, just talk, Tony.
Wasn't funny. It's
big
hard,
Tony.
Isn't it?
I don't know what's going on.
It's hard playing with the big boys, isn't it?
Hey, you know what? I've been the only one on topic this entire podcast.
Yeah, least funny is what it sounds like.
Tyrannosaurus David. Yeah, apparently.
It's obvious you've never listened to an episode.
Apparently, I could not be a podcaster.
No.
Not on this show.
Wait a second. Let's all
we don't stay on topic.
This podcast has got successful.
Well,
we could be a podcast.
Where's your
this could change everything.
I was going to bring one. I brought one for the movie Stay. Do you remember?
Yeah. And what happened with that?
I think we made
my outline is the 56, 18 times I've seen this movie in my head.
Nice.
5618. That doesn't sound like a real number.
It does. It sounds like 5,618.
Little Tony's drunk on three Guinness.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
It was probably the four whiskey, the half a bottle of whiskey
he
had before it showed up.
We have to go to the store and get something for my back.
What's wrong?
It itches.
Oh God.
Benadryl.
I hope you don't have a spider bite.
Guinness.
No.
Ice cubes.
No, it itches all over.
Ooh.
All right, so another thing that I did appreciate about the movie was how the band made a deal with the devil and then got burned by it. The way
the end was very cool.
Yeah,
like how they interspliced that with the end credits.
Tony, did you see where the bar was?
No,
it wasn't at a crossroads.
It wasn't.
Really?
It was not at a crossroads.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Sure, they show the shot multiple times. At
yeah,
a
you're
a
right. That is a failing.
Well, that's not
really
where that's where you have to make the
but
deal.
Yeah,
not where you play the band.
Well, that's you don't sacrifice at the crossroads. You make
the
deal at the crossroads.
Well,
how do we know they didn't make the deal at the crossroads?
They might have.
They said when they did the sacrifice that they're already in league with the beast and they just have to impress them.
Yeah, but that's like comes out of blues.
That's how I describe
a
marriage.
That doesn't come out of the...
Yeah, but it's become part of American myth.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that when you make the devil at the crossroads, you sacrifice yourself.
Spirit of Vengeance.
It looks
really cheesy.
I know.
It's
going to
be awesome.
You know what doesn't look cheesy? Brave.
Brave looks fantastic.
Brave looks awesome. Another movie with a female lead.
I can't wait to see that one. I can't wait to see that one.
It's a new Pixar film.
New Pixar
coming out next year.
It's like this chick hunter thing.
Scottish or Irish
Scottish.
Legend? Scottish legend. Mm. Looks fantastic.
Yeah, I want it to be a female Beowulf, like ripping arms off things and beating them with it.
Except that was Grendel that did that, not Beowulf.
That Quentin Tarantino.
Try again.
Grendel did it.
Try again. Beowulf ripped Grendel's arm off of Grendel and beat Grendel with it.
Oh, that's right. And then Grendel's mother came out pissed.
Yes.
I'm going to have to rent Heather's.
Pissed. Yes, you should.
Because I really wish
you really
were
should
more.
Rent Heather's.
Through the trees.
I love that song.
I will find
it's really actually if you listen
it's
to the
a,
whole thing.
It's a good song, but it was slow. It was
heal the ruins left inside.
It was slow.
Yeah, it's a slow
song. Don't correct me.
Hey, no, I wish there were more movies like this one, so I think I'm going to rent Heathers and check it out.
I think you should. I think you might enjoy it.
Is Tenacious D the Pick of Destiny somewhat like this movie?
I have not
no.
seen that.
No.
Someone sells a soul to the devil. They play a lot of band music.
Crossroads.
I like Tenacious
Is it Crossroads?
D.
No, no, no. I'm
you
talking about the movie
you
Crossroads.
Saw
I like
oh.
Tenacious D.
Oh. Crossroads.
Yeah.
Oh, wide. Crossroads with... Ralph Macchio and Steve Vai.
And Britney Spears?
That sounds awesome.
Steve Vai plays guitar for the devil.
it sounds like a cool movie.
It actually
is
kind of cool. Just make sure you don't get the Britney Spears movie name Crossroads. That
wanna,
you don't want
to do that.
That is a different kind of selling your soul to the devil.
Is not
but the Pick of Destiny is worth it.
You know.
Do you have to be a Jack Black fan to like it?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay.
But it's still worth it.
Okay.
I watched that movie under the influence of something non-alcoholic a very long time ago. And I just remember it being horrible.
I didn't say it was good.
You gotta go
I just
back
said
and
it was worth
5 hour energies over there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it yeah. All right.
47 minutes. Come on, Tony. We gotta put this.
All right, we didn't finish this up. Who do you think this movie's for?
I thought it was for people who knew the horror genre well and people who like campy stuff.
Like you, like
yeah.
not you.
Right,
Daryl.
I have no idea who this movie's for. I mean, take a dart and throw it at the wall. I mean, it'd work about as well.
Melina.
This movie is for me.
I knew that was coming.
It's only because you have weird sexual. Things with
that didn't start until after I saw this movie. I don't even remember why I watched this movie in the first place, but afterwards they started this Megan Fox worship. I don't know how that started.
You're a lucky man. I'm just going to say that out loud.
No, because every time I come home, this movie is on.
It's true. It's
creepy. Maybe rent one of the Transformers, pop that in, see what happens.
Those are so awful, though.
But she's in it.
But
I watched Revenge of the Fallen three times
she's
as much as
she
did.
She's the robot that's making the movie.
I know. I just want her to be saying stuff like,
"Give me your face."
You seen Revenge of the Fallen?
Come on!
I watched
at
the first
end of
Transformers.
The movie, at the end of the
funny.
Movie, Optimus Prime
I was out
tells
after the
somebody
first one.
Yeah.
To give me your face.
The second and third ones are just horrible. Yeah. They're just
I liked when Optimus Prime told, what's his face? My bad. I thought that was probably the best line.
I think I just couldn't get past the fact that he and, what's his name?
Shia LaBeouf
and Megan Fox were making out on his best friend's face at the end of the movie.
First off, the hood is not
his face. It's not his
face,
I know. It's his chest.
Yeah. Second off, where is the Bumblebee toy that Holden has, and why have I not been playing with it this entire
movie? I don't know.
Megan Fox hasn't done anything lately, and I was Googling this online. She hasn't done anything since Jonah Hex. Apparently, she's had a bunch of plastic surgery, and her face is looking messed up now. She's ruined her face. It's a shame.
That's not a problem. It's really not a shame. She is a terrible person. Have you ever read some of the quotes she's had about everyone she's ever worked with professionally?
No. She's a terrible person.
Maybe she's right.
Michael Bay, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf has said some really asinine things about her.
Because she started it.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
What did she say about him?
Oh, that nobody in the movie can act. And oh, she's been terrible.
That's true.
It doesn't take much.
When you tag a chick and say, "I tagged that chick," that's not being an asshole. That's being honest.
I don't know.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I mean, look at him. It gives ugly guys everywhere
yeah,
hope.
No kidding.
He's so
this
gross.
Is definitely the female empowerment episode.
Maybe it's because he got into that car accident and that chopped off a few of his fingers, and with her thumb condition, she had pity on him.
What? I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, no, he had to have fingers reattached during filming of one of the Transformer movies, and there's scenes where they had to hide his hand because his hand was fucked up. What? Okay. There were scenes where they had to hide his hand because his hand was screwed up.
Napoleon movie with Shia LaBeouf.
This is the third time you dropped the F-bomb, but
awesome.
This is the one you're concerned about.
Really? It's the third time?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a terrible gauge on your own language.
You're going to have Adam
You're going to have Adam what?
Remember in our ladies podcast where what? You just had him overlaying certain
Yeah, except
words,
I don't edit things out like that.
Wait, what do you mean he had?
I just drop an explicit tag on it, and
what
it just goes.
Okay, in the ladies' podcast, every time Katie would get something wrong, you would be like,
"What does that have
Tracy
to do with Tony,
Hickman?" I was addressing him, but I was talking about you, and I got confused because I'm so exhausted. Just go with me. Because
we look so much alike.
Or is it because you're a woman and you're not empowered?
Oh my god! I was also trying to
perhaps
read the
you
screen.
Should see Jennifer's body. I think it could inspire you.
Oh my god. Here's what I really want to know about this movie. What does she do with all of her bloody clothes? Does she just put them in her closet?
It's only two outfits.
Because she wrecks several outfits.
Two.
Christopher
three,
Nolan
at
counter
least.
For this. I have a feeling this creative team did not.
The first, so the puffer jacket outfit, which I will be donning for Halloween, wrecked. What does she do with
it? Are you trick-or-treating in our condo complex?
In my Megan Fox puffer jacket, blood everywhere.
And you're 30.
I'm not 30, first of all.
I said you're 30.
In my 20s.
Still. Okay. For now.
Steve Spagnuolo for Halloween.
Who's that?
Don't be weird.
He's a Rams coach. I'm going to spike my hair, put on a Rams shirt. Done.
Yeah,
that's
you can trick or treat over here. We have
speaking
people,
of
all kinds of strange people trick or treating around here.
Speaking of how much the Rams suck, I got Aaron Rodgers on my fantasy team. How excited are you about that?
I'm pretty excited, but didn't you decide to keep him last year?
We don't retain over there.
Oh, you don't?
No.
So you just decided to draft him if you could, and you did.
Yeah,
first round.
Well, he was the highest scoring point for the fantasy league last year.
Sweet.
I mean, he even outscored the running backs, which is come on. Let's
well,
be
cool.
honest.
It just depends on the scoring.
Which is why, Tony, he's the best quarterback in the league, and he led the Packers to a Super Bowl victory.
He is the best quarterback in the league. I'm going to say it.
The only thing I care about football is that the league is starting soon.
Tony, you're disappointing.
You know
football
who
is a sport
you
for
know
Neanderthals.
You pick up off the wire, who may not be drafted? Jacoby Ford.
No, he's already drafted.
He's drafted?
I remember his name being passed around, bandied about the office, like so much other office chatter. Tony, I gotta get out of here, man. This back thing, I gotta... Deuce is gonna get a face full of something he doesn't want here in a second.
I don't know what the hell is going on anymore.
I'm gonna show you through the trees.
Sweet.
All right, next week.
I will find you.
Special episode, week after that. World According to Garp.
Peace out. Bye-bye. I've been out here for 2 weeks. Tony.